Hi there, this is Seth Juarez with another installment of Azure Fridays. Today's with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Adrian Hall. I'm the program manager in charge of Azure Mobile Services and Azure Mobile Apps.
Fantastic. So what are we talking about today?
So we have recently deprecated or transitioned mobile services over to the app service. So app service is the new thing, highly scalable, generate your own code, that sort of thing. And the mobile services is on the old classic portal and it's not as scalable and not as full featured. So we're transitioning one to the other.
Okay, so we're talking about if you've already used mobile services, we're gonna show you how to move over to the app service.
Correct.
Love it, let's do it.
So easy, it will take you 5 minutes.
All right, let's see it.
So what I've got here is I've got the classic portal. Mm-hmm. We all totally loved this portal. Mm-hmm. And I've got two mobile services. They're all in the same region. What happens when you migrate is all the mobile services in a single region will move as one blob.
Got it.
Okay? So you just go into...
Within the same region?
Within the same region.
Got it.
So if they're in the West US, then all the ones in West US will go. If they're in Northern Europe, then all the ones in Northern Europe will go. Which does mean that if you've got a mobile service and you want to test out the migration, so you would normally clone that mobile service, make sure you clone it into a different region.
Okay.
So so I've got this mobile service here, and I just clicked into it, and you'll notice down here, there is a migrate to app service button.
We buttonified it. I love it.
Just click on that. Some disclaimers. Everyone likes the legalese. Mm-hmm. In here, you're going to type in the name of the service that you clicked on. So that's a whole mobile service, and then click on the check mark. And it will go off and it will do that. It mm-hmm. will do both things. Now, each service will take somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes to migrate, depending on what features you've got enabled and
sure.
so on. So I've actually done that so to save some time. So I'm gonna switch over to my regular portal.
Go ahead.
So what's happened is these are the two that I'm migrating right now, and you can see they've got the little link there that actually tells you that they're in the classic portal. These are mobile services. Now if I go into here, here's one that I've already migrated. This used to be a mobile service, now it's a mobile app. How can you tell? When you click into there, it will load and it will say, I'm a mobile app, mm-hmm. right there. You'll also get a app service plan. And this is where you can change a lot of the pricing. So for example, in mobile services, you had free, you had basic, you had standard.
Sure.
And then you had a number of scaling options. Mm-hmm. In app service land, you have access to absolutely everything. So if, for example, you want a custom domain, you used to have a free mobile service, and you go, well, I've got an app service now, and I want a custom domain. I don't want Azure Mobile mm-hmm. .net anymore. You can do that. You can go in and upgrade your plan to a shared plan and attach a custom domain to it.
That's awesome.
So
my question to you is, going from the old service to the new service, there's a lot of changes that may or may not have happened. How are you converting those things over?
So we are actually taking the code, and we take the code and we put it on an app service plan, and the code is identical. So it's the same code that you were using in an actual fact in an app service environment. You can actually download that code in the mobile services. We controlled the code for you, mm-hmm. so you really had very limited access to the code that was underlying it.
That's right.
With the app service, you can actually download the code and see what's underneath the covers and see how we did the magic that we did that made mobile services so popular.
Fantastic. And so when someone's migrating an application, let's just say it's tethered to the old version of doing it, what you suggest is you migrate. It's not going to delete the old one, is it?
No, it's you're going to actually see the old one will disappear from the mobile services because it's now a mobile app. Mm-hmm. Because it's actually, we don't move any data around. Even though it takes about 3 to 4 minutes to develop all the resources in the old version, the actual amount of downtime is less than a second.
I see.
So and that's purely as we flip the switch. So what we do is we copy all the data and we make sure that you're connected to the same database and we do all the linkage in the new portal for you. That takes the time, and then we go blip. You're now switched over to the new app service.
I see. And so are your mobile applications now connected to the new app service?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So there's really, this is even better than I thought. I thought what you were doing is we're moving it over and now we need to go and rekey everything for the app.
You can actually do that if you want to take advantage of the newer features of the mobile apps. Things like the latest push notifications or Easy Auth that was introduced in a previous Azure Friday, then you can certainly do that, but you don't do it in the mobile service. You have to upgrade your app, which means basically instead of just doing a migration and hey presto, it works, you actually have to re-architect your code to take advantage of those features.
I see.
So that's a longer process. That's an upgrade process. It's definitely worth doing, but it's not a migration.
So literally, because at first I thought we're going to move over, then we got to, literally you are moving it to the new thing. It's there, and then everything switches over to it.
Correct.
Fantastic. Correct. Well, this is amazing.
One button. Now, there are a couple of gotchas after you've migrated. The first thing is that everything is in the app settings. So for example, and I'm just going to go into all settings here and look for my application settings, which I'm sure are here somewhere.
Would it be under properties?
Properties, there you go. Actually, I'm in the, yep. So you can see all the information is there. And there you are, the mobile app. Oh, I'm in, I know why, I'm in the apps and settings. I need to be here.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
There you go. All settings, and now I can see application
there
settings right there.
Scroll down, there it is.
Yeah, I'm just in the wrong place. And you can see all of the, you'll see, unlike if you go to an app service that you've created that's been built from the ground up in app service, you'll have 4, 5, 6 app settings for some secrets. If you go down the app settings from a migrated app, you can see there's many, many more. And that's because in the mobile service, we kept everything in app settings. Any setting was an application setting that you could tweak. So all of those are in. So it's things like the notification hub name, all the authentication keys, the client IDs, the client secrets, all of that is in app settings. So that means that after you've migrated, instead of being able to go to the authentication tab and upload a new APNS certificate, there's a bit more work to do. You've got to find the setting and upload it into the file system and things like that.
So if I'm migrating now, the first thing you do is you hit the migrate, and then you have, if you can leave it and it'll just work, but if you want to get more of the goodness of the actual service, then you need to start moving things over.
You need to start moving things over, yes. Now, I do have some resources for you to take a look at. First of all, we've made it simple to get to the migration guide. I know that documentation is sometimes really hard to find,
sure,
just within the portal, because you don't know where it is, you don't know which service it's attached to. So aka.ms/mobile-migration, that will get you to the mobile migration guide, which gives you not only the click this button, which is, you know, a really simple thing, but also all the things that you need to be thinking about as you manage your service after you've migrated, where all of the command line options are, what's the equivalent in the new portal, where your authentication secrets are kept, how to deal with notification hubs, all that fun stuff is in there. If you want to move up to mobile apps, we've got a learning path, which is, you know, those nice diagrams
sure.
to say this is where you go, aka.ms/learn-mobile. That will get you set off with our quick start guides, and then with comprehensive how-to documentation for each of the platforms that we support. And I just completed a 1 month, 30 days of Azure Mobile, which internally we call Zumo, aka.ms/30days of Zumo. That will take you through some of the more esoteric pieces, local development, dealing with Azure AD, that sort of thing.
I love it.
So
this is fantastic, very good stuff. We have been learning all about how to migrate to the latest and greatest when it comes to mobile services here on Azure Friday. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.